The Vegetarian by Han Kang. Translated from the Korean by Deborah Smith. Read for you by Stephen Park and Janet Song.
Before my wife turned vegetarian, I'd always thought of her as completely unremarkable in every way. To be frank, the first time I met her, I wasn't even attracted to her. Middling height, bobbed hair neither long nor short, jaundiced, sickly-looking skin, somewhat prominent cheekbones. Her timid, sallow aspect told me all I needed to know. As she came up to the table where I was waiting, I couldn't help but notice her shoes, the plainest black shoes imaginable, and that walk of hers, neither fast nor slow, striding nor mincing. However, if there wasn't any special attraction, nor did any particular drawbacks present themselves, and there was no reason for the two of us not to get married, the passive personality of this woman, in whom I could detect neither freshness nor charm, or anything especially refined, suited me down to the ground. There was no need to affect intellectual leanings in order to win her over, or to worry that she might be comparing me to the preening men who pose in fashion catalogs, and she didn't get worked up if I happened to be late for one of our meetings. The paunch that started appearing in my mid-20s, my skinny legs and forearms that steadfastly refused to bulk up in spite of my best efforts, the inferiority complex I used to have about the size of my penis, I could rest assured that I wouldn't have to fret about such things on her account. I've always inclined toward the middle course in life. At school, I chose to boss around those who were 2 or 3 years my junior, and with whom I could act the ringleader, rather than take my chances with those my own age. And later, I chose which college to apply to based on my chances of obtaining a scholarship large enough for my needs. Ultimately, I settled for a job where I would be provided with a decent monthly salary in return for diligently carrying out my allotted tasks at a company whose small size meant they would value my unremarkable skills. And so it was only natural that I would marry the most run-of-the-mill woman in the world. As for women who are pretty, intelligent, strikingly sensual, the daughters of rich families, they would only have served to disrupt my carefully ordered existence. In keeping with my expectations, she made for a completely ordinary wife who went about things without any distasteful frivolousness. Every morning she got up at 6 a.m. to prepare rice and soup, and usually a bit of fish. From adolescence, she'd contributed to her family's income through the odd bit of part-time work. She ended up with a job as an assistant instructor at the computer graphics college she'd attended for a year and was subcontracted by a comics publisher to work on the words for their speech bubbles, which she could do from home.